Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to all the divas out there on their way to work this morning. Beyonce the Diva is inside our madhouse. Great debate this morning. It is best actress turned best singer turned actress. I think I typed it wrong on my page too, so I gotta go back and retype.
Best singer turned actress.
Oh, yeah, I typed it right.
Your
yeah.
choices are Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, Beyonce, or Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these four, which one is the best in the movies? That's basically what we're asking
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram pages. At Hey Miss Jessica, at No Leezy, at I Am Burpee, at Incognito 98. Vote now.
And the Madhouse Instagram page, NLL MMA. Just always up on there as well. And I voted for Janet Jackson.
I voted for Janet Jackson also.
Incognito rolled with Beyonce.
I got to go Beyonce at all times.
And Burpee rolled with Whitney Houston. Whitney wasn't bad in none of her movies, though.
Yeah.
What movie was she bad in, you think?
A Preacher's Wife.
Oh, people love that movie, though.
What'd you say?
People love that movie.
People love that movie.
But she was
however.
Good. You know, that's the one with Denzel, right? Where he was the little... It's a holiday movie. They'll be showing it 3,000 times for the holiday season.
The Bodyguard is also a classic.
Yeah.
The acting, though,
you didn't like
that came from Whitney is not award-winning. I don't believe.
All right, crazy news, man. It's time for that. That's crazy. 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 All right, crazy news being brought to you by Club One on Saturday. Boy, you know we out there each and every Saturday night. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, Vangetta, your girl Nikki. We always in the building on Saturday at Club One. And this Saturday, Mimi is going to be in the building from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Definitely going to be a good time this Saturday. 950 NC Music Factory Boulevard. All right, Miss Jessica.
All right, so today's crazy news story is coming out of Toronto.
Toronto.
Toronto. There was a Toronto man that took an Uber for 5 miles. He got an Uber X. He went 5 miles in his Uber. Should have cost him anywhere between $12 and $16. However, Uber charged this man $14,401.25.
What?
$14,401.25.
I wonder what kind of credit card he got when it let that go through.
Hello?
He must got that American Express, black card. So if he does have American Express, they'll give it right back to him.
Well, at first, when he called and complained, Uber stood by the decision. They were like, no, run us our money.
Nah, I ain't no way in the world.
Run us our money.
$14,000, unless you made him wreck the car. Something.
It was a friend of the rider who actually had to call in and say that this is not right. And then because of that phone call from the friend, they issued this man a full refund.
That was
but the card was charged.
Yes.
$14,401.25.
Forget that. The friend got money.
That's it. That I said that.
I wasn't here there. I was in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, we'll be here. Don't speak out of turn.
Like, why are you announcing it? listen, so we're asking Madhouse Nation, what have been some of your crazy Uber experiences?
Well, shout out to my Uber girl the other day, Carrie. She was nice. She just moved here from Atlanta. She listens to the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, Carrie.
She said she loved Miss Jessica, the girl next door. She thinks you're very hilarious.
Oh, well, thank you.
And, yeah. But hey, my Uber. No, I take it back. I forgot. I Ubered out of town and had the scariest Uber ride ever in Orlando. I thought this lady was gonna kidnap me.
Really?
She was Russian.
Ah.
She was Russian, and she started talking about how her family was a part of the Russian mob, how she moved to the United States, how her husband mysteriously died, and like she kept missing turns. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on now. Am I getting bumped?
Really?
She about to kidnap me? In Orlando. Yeah, I forgot about that Uber ride.
Well,
that
shout out to our Uber driver in Orlando. He was very nice.
Yeah.
He ended up like not even charging us for our trip.
Yeah, Rufus was cool.
Yeah. Rufus was really cool.
Rufus.
And did you know that on Uber, they rate you? The drivers
rate
you.
Yeah, they can rate you, yeah.
So you know how you, when you get done, when you get done with your trip, you rate your driver.
Wait,
well, if you ever check out your your profile, you have a rating too, and it's coming from your Uber drivers. They rate you while you're in the car. Yeah. So I had a perfect rating.
Oh, I know.
I am very, very proud of my Uber.
Let me look it up.
I had a 5.
What you see that?
A perfect Uber rating. Uh-huh. However, I took one Uber with DJ Shark.
You ain't even got to say no more.
I took one Uber.
You ain't even got to say no more.
Because listen,
messed up your whole rating.
Listen, when I get into Uber, I don't ask. I don't really ask for your charger. I don't do anything. I sit and I ride. I want you to concentrate on getting me there safely.
You don't talk to your Uber driver?
No. Unless they start the conversation with me. Unless they start the conversation with me, then I'll engage.
4.9.
But other than that, I had one ride with Shark, and now my Uber rating is...
Anytime it's that bad, you can't speak. I know Shark
messed up my Uber rating.
Ride with Marcus.
570 WPEG, toll free in the Carolinas, 1-800-525-0098. We want to hear about some of your Uber experiences.
Get the latest nosy neighbor news, celebrity gossip, and